music and ideas here on KBCS 91.3. October brings us the Seattle Latino Film Festival. It celebrates its fifth year with films featured in Tacoma, Seattle, and Bellevue from October 4th through the 13th. The festival not only brings independent films, but appearances by internationally acclaimed Latino directors and actors. The Seattle Latino Film Festival founder, Jorge Enrique Gonzalez Pacheco, is in the studio with me, as well as Melinda Rabine. She is the event and venue coordinator for the Seattle Latino Film Festival. Thanks so much for being here, Jorge and Melinda.
Thank you for having us.
And also joining us via phone from California is Rick Castaneda. Rick is the film director for Cement Suitcase. It won the Audience Award at the Dances with Film Festivals and is featured in this year's Seattle Latino Film Festival. Good afternoon, Rick.
Good afternoon.
So, Jorge, I'm going to start with you as the founder of the festival. So what exactly inspired you to say, this is the festival that I want to start here in the Seattle area? Why do you think it was a need here?
Well, I came from Florida. No, I came from Miami in 2006. And for me, when I arrived to Seattle, I have a lot of connection with the film industry around the Latin American countries. I'm a writer also. And when I came to Seattle and I have a lecture at the Seattle University, the student there, they told me, they read my background and say, why you don't help to create a Latino film festival in Seattle because you have connection with the Latin American film industry. And Seattle have, Washington State has many different organizations working for the Latino culture and Latino rights. But I think when I came in 2006 and I meet them, and they told me that, I say, well, Seattle need a really Latin American cultural organization. The Seattle Latino Film Festival is a bridge between Latin American countries at the Northwest of the United States, and the festival, the first festival was in 2009, and until since 2009 until now, we show film from all Latin American countries. Not only in Spanish, we show film in English and French and Portuguese, indigenous languages. So, and Latin America is a huge space, and we have more than 22 countries together. We speak Spanish; it's the main language, but each country speak their Spanish. The Mexican, Cuban, the Chilean, Venezuelan, everybody speak the day Spanish. And the mission of the festival also is teach. You know, we are trying to teach about our culture, about our life, and the people can learn more about the Latin American countries because the United States is inside of the Latin America. So, and I think it's really good if the Anglo, the American.
Well, speaking of teaching, because I know one of the theme for this year is Cuba. So yes. Talk about some of the range of films and what people might learn from some of the films that they'll see this year at the festival.
Well, Cuba, it's my country. I was born there, but the Cuban film production is amazing. We are open with, for me, it's my opinion, my personal opinion, one of the most important Cuban film in 20 years, the name of the film, Melaza. So we had the premiere, the Northwest Coast premiere, at the opening night on October 4th at 7 p.m. And we have the huge honor to have the director of the movie coming directly from Cuba. No? And other film we show at the festival is a documentary about the Hispanic audience. They know the Orquesta Aragón is the popular music orchestra in my country. They have more than 60 years working. It's a musical documentary because the people, when talking about Cuba, associate Cuba immediately with music and dance, and it's amazing. It's a happy country. Everybody's happy, you know. But we have many different Cuban films. With the Seattle Lesbian Gay and Film Festival, we are showing gay and lesbian films, and I have the premiere. It's a co-production between Cuban and Spain, and it's a really strong movie. But it's completely real, the situation, the prostitution of the son homosexual in my country, you know? And the Seattle Lesbian Gay Film Festival, they call me and say, hey, we have this movie.
So the theme is Cuba, but it sounds like there's a lot of themes within that you're talking about, as it relates to culture and other maybe topical issues and LGBTQ
and
rights.
Together with Cuba, we have film from more than 17 countries. So we have a movie from Mexico. We have two special guests coming this year. One is Cuban America's Leon Ichazo. He will be in Tacoma. Maybe Melinda can talk to later about that. And the other man is Fernando Trueba. He won the Oscar in 1994. He has 7 Grammy already. And he come to Seattle from Spain for the first time to support the festival. So and the festival is big. It's Cuba, the guest country, but together with Cuba, we have movie from, I think it's 32 titles from 17 or 19 countries. I don't know very well, but yeah.
Well, obviously a lot there that people can learn from this. And she said that's part of the mission of it. But I'm turning to Melinda as the venue and event coordinator. He talked a little bit about the support for the film festival. Why did you choose to get involved? Why are you supporting the film festival?
I'm actually a local actress here up in the Northwest and have been supporting other film festivals, and I got the opportunity to meet Jorge and to be involved, and I was just drawn to it to enrich the film community and to broaden their understanding of the Latin culture. I think it's a gift. I mean, with any film festival, there's always the ability to reach out to people and show them through art and beauty and move them by emotions and give them a better understanding of the cultures. And I couldn't help but not be involved. And I am fortunate to then been given quite a bit of responsibility and Jorge trusting me. And from there, because my roots are actually down in Tacoma, and Tacoma supports the film community like no other city that I can mention. And Seattle's great, Bellevue's great, but my heart's down in Tacoma. So I was like, Jorge, can we do a special screening, extend the film festival, not just to the Seattle and Bellevue area, but into the Tacoma area? And he trusted me and gave me the thumbs up to do it. And sure enough, right now, we have the largest club that's opened their doors for the after party. It's Encore. And besides doing the screening with Leon and doing an answer and question at the Washington State Museum on October 10th at 6:30, then we will be also doing Hollywood style after party at Encore. And it's just exclusively for this event. They've closed the doors until 11 o'clock, and they will just be hosting an after party with Leon and all the guests that have attended the screening. And there will definitely be some activities at the after party for people. So I hope they are able to come down and support it.
Okay. Well, we're talking about the Seattle Latino Film Festival, and we have the founder, Jorge Enrique Gonzalez Panchico, in the studio with us, as well as event and venue coordinator, Melinda Rabin. And we also have on the phone with us from California, Rick Castaneda. Rick, thank you for being with us. And I wanted to turn to you as one of the films that are being showcased, The Cement Suitcase. Talk a little bit about the film and what it's about. We have a clip, so you can talk a little bit about it and maybe set up the clip, and I can play that for our listeners.
Okay, great. It's called Cement Suitcase, and we shot it in Eastern Washington. I'm originally from Granger, Washington, which is a town of about 2,500 people. Really small, no stoplights, no McDonald's, and you know, like the place where you get your hair cut also sells liquor, because you know everything is working, you know, twice as much because you know there's just less people. This is a film about a guy that works in a winery and kind of how he gets out of a rut in his life. I think you can play the clip.
Okay, well, let's take a listen.
Hi, my name's Franklin. Welcome to my movie.
So exit here, make a right on Cabernet. When you go through a loop, then you're gonna make another right and you'll get the 560 Merlot, the most amazing winery.
Won't I end up right here?
Best winery in the state of Washington, yes!
Oh. Hey, this is Charlene.
That's my girlfriend.
How are you feeling?
Pretty crappy.
I don't know what you're complaining about. You have the fun job.
I'm a freaking wine salesman. You gotta be kidding me.
How do you even know if she's cheating?
I've seen her making up.
Oh.
Have we met before?
That's the guy she's doing when I'm not around.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
You're screwing my girlfriend. Your name is Brad Golub. You drive a Nissan Altima. You don't wipe your hands when you sneeze.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Do you like golf? Here's my number. You can teach me about wine, and maybe I can teach you a bit about golf.
I'm going golfing with the guy who's doing my girlfriend.
Come back, follow through. Do you feel that? Do you feel that?
Yeah,
boom.
Oh, hey, watch it!
Does Brad know?
I don't think he has any idea.
You know what? My girl's cooking dinner tonight. Why don't you come over?
You're like living a soap opera, man. Don't you ever just do something just because you wanted to, even if it's ridiculous?
That was a clip from Cement Suitcase by film director Rick Castaneda, who is joining us on the phone. So that's a little bit about the film. Talk about what made you decide to set the film in Eastern Washington. Was it an inspiration from your local upbringing?
Well, this was my first feature film, and I really wanted to make it something that was different. Most people, because there's so much film industry in Los Angeles, make their first films in L.A., and you know, like you just get tired of the palm trees and the sunglasses and the convertibles that, you know, are really, you know, really endemic here in L.A. And I wanted to show people, you know, kind of like a different area. Whenever I talk about where I grew up, people are, you know, usually pretty excited because they're like, what? It sounds like, you know, it sounds like no other place where these things happen. So I just wanted to, you know, kind of you know, place it in a place where nobody's really ever made movies in Central Washington. They're like, you know, like very, they're a couple, but like whenever I explain where I'm from, people say, oh, you must get tired of all the rain. And, you know, I explain that I lived east of the mountains, and so there wasn't very much rain at all. And so the other reason that I wanted to shoot in the area was because I just knew people get really excited about it. Whenever I made a film in high school, you know, so many people would come around and ask me what I was doing. Could they help? You know, like they just get really excited about films there because it's not something that is ordinarily done. And so, you know, I was really hoping to get the support of the community.
Talk about your mission in telling stories with Latino actors and being a Latino director. Like, are there certain themes that you try to pull out, or, you know, certain educational stories, as, you know, kind of what Jorge was mentioning, that it's, he really was inspired to put the film festival together as an education component. Is that part of your work as well as a film director?
I think our, you know, like my whole, you know, deal with, you know, telling stories is just, you know, about representation. So I'm just kind of like representing what is already there in the Yakima Valley. Like, a lot of people are, you know, surprised when I tell them I was from, you know, I'm from Washington, and that my school, my classmates were 90% Latino. Like, they just are like, whoa, I didn't know there were, you know, so many Latinos there. And, you know, it's because it's not something that you see on screens usually. You know, when you watch television, you know, how many sitcoms are of Latino families? So I just really wanted to show kind of like what the area was about. You know, we have like an African-American lead. We have Christina Guerrero, who was the first Latina correspondent on E! News, who's also from the area. And, you know, just wanted to show what real life is like, where, you know, everybody is a mixture. And just show how people get along and don't get along, I guess.
Okay, well, Jorge, I'm going to come back to you as the founder. So obviously his film is going to, you know, be one of those featured. And you talked a little bit about some of the other films that are featured. And give me, again, the dates are, it's starting. I'm trying to go back to where I said it. You said it's starting in October the 4th through the 13th.
Yes.
So the films are being shown between Tacoma, Seattle, and Bellevue, correct?
Yes.
And we'll have a link to your website on our website so people can find out more information about the show, the different films and where they're being shown at kbcs.fm.
Yeah, the website will be ready next week. Unfortunately, we are working with a new webmaster, but I can talk to about the new about our films. All these films are new in Seattle and Washington State because our festival have the premieres only. And the case of Leon Ichazo and Fernando Trueba, Leon Ichazo, he coming to present El Cantante, with J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, and Marc Anthony. And Fernando Trueba, he came to present his last movie. The name is The Artist and the Model. It's in French and in Spanish and Italian. And but the other movies is completely premiered in Seattle. Together with Cuba, we have the premiere of The Expiration Date. This is a Mexican movie, and the actor of the movie, Damian Alcázar, he will be in Seattle. Damian Alcázar is the other biggest name of the Latin American film industry. And the Anglo people maybe can remember him. He worked in Narnia.
Okay.
And he have a character in Narnia. Other okay. the movie.
Well, I'm going to have to stop you right there because we're only running out of time. So like I said, we will have links so people will be able to find out more information.
Yes.
So they can go to our website, kbcs.fm, to find out more about the Seattle Latino Film Festival.
Perfect.
Jorge, thank you for being here. Melinda, thank you for being here. And Rick, thanks for joining us on the phone from California. Good luck with your film. And we'll certainly be following up with you all and see how things went. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Sonia. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you. This is Music and Ideas on KBCS 91.3.